les conditions de vie des soldats.
It's hard to describe, but soldiers' living conditions were difficult, particularly once the campaigns against the Iroquois began. The soldiers arrived in Quebec in the summer. Quebec was a fairly well-supplied town, and life for a French soldier in Europe at that time, in the European armies, was fairly difficult. You can imagine that the soldiers did not expect life to be easy, and so their morale was raised considerably. The soldiers had been anticipated for a long time and were warmly welcomed. They were stationed in the garrison, and some were sent immediately to the Richelieu Valley to build forts. So we know that they discovered the mosquitoes and summers that were both hot and humid. Living conditions were not necessarily easy, but they were much better than conditions during the first campaign because, as soon as they arrived, the officers of the Carignan-Salière regiment, including their lieutenant general, the Marquis de Tracy, said, "We're not going to wait. Let's launch our first campaign this winter against the Iroquois and especially the Mohawk." Those officers and soldiers had never been in North America in the winter and didn't know what a Canadian winter was all about. And so the first campaign was extremely difficult. They were poorly equipped, had few blankets, not enough snowshoes, and the campaign ended in disaster.